This is the Well-Centered Woman Podcast, a space created to provide practical wisdom for every faith-based lady influencer, creative, and entrepreneur who desires to better manage her emotions under pressure. In every episode, we discuss what it takes to stay centered and sane while operating in purpose using faith, community, and practical wisdom. Grab your journal, coffee, and tea, and let's start getting our emotions all the way together. I'm your host, Tanika Maria, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome, beautiful people. Yes, you heard the title right. I ended a dating relationship. Yes, I did. So, as you know, I talk about relationships. I've written my first book was Get Out of That Dating Relationship Now, A Christian Woman's Guide on How to Get Real, Be Healed, and Move On. Shameless plug, but you can catch the link in my bio about that. So a few weeks ago, I did make a decision to end a dating relationship that I was in. It was only for about 4 months. And so right off the bat, I'm going to say, I just thank and praise God because, you know, I realized, you know, a few years ago, I would have tried to hang on and tried to make something work and tried to force a fit. And I would try to still override red flags and still maybe a little bit give the benefit of the doubt. And I think, you know, that's a whole nother word. We're going to unpack that benefit of the doubt business, right? But we still, in spite of our best intentions, will still try in our minds. If we like somebody a lot, we'll try to turn those red flags into yellow and oranges. And however, you know, I went into this situation very well in a healed place, definitely asking some very good questions, really knowing how to just kind of navigate and get the information I needed up front, but in a very, I don't know the right word. But at any rate, in hindsight, when I unpacked this thing, when I looked at how I got to this decision to end it. And as I began to reflect and look at it, I realized that based on the questioning that I had done, the prayer I had done, the discernment that I was walking in that season, that the red flags were there and displayed within the first couple of weeks of talking because it was long distance, right? And for those of you who are over 40 and those of you who are in your 50s, we don't have time, honestly, to linger long in situations when we already can see stuff. And so as I was looking at this, I realized, okay, now that I think about it, some of those red flags I saw and I documented in my journal, and I was starting to pray and ask God even then, okay, God, what is this? How am I supposed to navigate this? And in my prayer time, I would consistently pray, God, give me the grace to stay or the grace to walk away. Make it plain. But what made me even give it 4 months? Because now I'm thinking about it. You know what? I could have ended this the first month. But again, I'm congratulating myself on the progress because there was a time where I would have made it go on for 6 months or a year. But I cut it at 4 months. Look at God. Won't he do it? But still, I'm thinking like, I could have ended this the first month because the longer you stick with someone, the more you talk to somebody every day, the more you converse with them and try to spend quality time, whether you realize it or not, you're going to start attaching. You're going to start getting feelings, right? And so we're to guard our hearts. So there's that balance of being emotionally available and being open. But it's at the same time, you still have to what we say, guard our hearts, like the Bible says. So you can't have your heart shut down, but you still got to be guarded and you still got to watch your feelings, the movement and the posture of your heart, even in the dating process. So as I was sitting here unpacking this, how I got to the point of being 4 months and how I came to the decision to end it. The first question I wanted to ask myself, okay, why did it even get to 4 months when you could see some significant things that you began to pray about within the first 2 weeks, right? And what I discovered was It was because, number one, here we go again with the same old thing, consistency, who he was, his level of passion, the fact that he was operating in his purpose, his stature and level of influence in his career and what he was doing and how passionate he was, his influence in the area, how responsible and consistent this man was. It was also the fact that he expressed a willingness to do the work necessary to heal and deal in certain areas. It was that combination of things that made me give it more time. It was that combination of things that made me like, okay, I'll give him a chance. But I'm realizing more and more that as we age, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest, especially if you're a woman over 50, if you're a woman over 40, if you're in your 40s, 50s, late 30s. And I heard Minister Felix Anderson say this a few years back on a Periscope broadcast. Felix Anderson, he said, there is no benefit in doubt. There is no benefit in doubt. At our age, we can't afford to give the benefit of the doubt just because somebody is consistent, just because they call you every day, text you every day, show up when they say they're going to show up, because they're good, because they're great, because they encourage you, because of this and that, and they're so consistent. Consistency is not a barometer or an indicator whether someone is, whether or not someone is in alignment with you, in alignment with your purpose, that they have the capacity to love you for you. Let me say that again. Just because a man is consistent does not mean that he is the one. Consistency is not an indicator of alignment. A person being wonderful, responsible, and great, a person that provides, still is not an indicator that they are in alignment with your life and what God has for you. It is not an indicator that they are the one. It is not an indicator that their heart is ready for you. It is not an indicator that they can really and truly love you and cherish you the way that you deserve, right? And so within the first, I would say 2 to 3 weeks, within the first month or so, I was able to uncover through questioning. And see, we got to get past this surface, shallow level chemistry, butterflies, church stuff, quoting a few scriptures. You better ask some deep questions, right? And so I was able to dig deep and pull things out. And see, when you go in with a spirit of prayer and discernment and you ask the right questions, you'll know what you need to know within the first month. But what made me stay longer was those key things, the consistency, his passion, his purpose, who he was, the certain things about him that were good, that were pleasing, that made me want to get to know him more. But at our age, we can't afford to keep giving the benefit of the doubt because there is no benefit in doubt. I don't see where there's any benefits in giving anybody any doubt or operating in any spirit of doubt when it comes to matters of the heart. So what are the things that we need to be aware of as we are here in these dating streets? As women of faith over 40, women of faith over 50. When you're out here, you need to be aware that at our age, if we're not healed and if the men are not healed, there's more baggage to process. You're bringing way more into the relationship than someone that's 20 years old. You're bringing in all of your life experiences, traumas. Chances are both of you probably may have been divorced. Chances are both of you may have children, adult children, young children. Most of you, by the time at our age, you've already established your own lifestyle, your own way of living, moving, thinking, doing things, behaving. And so there's a lot more things to consider when you're at our age, you've had children, you've been married before and you come out here on these dating streets, it's not the same as a 30-year-old who's just been doing her career and just been living for God and just out here with no cares. Excuse me if I'm stepping on toes. Forgive me if I get an email, but it's a lot different. And so we have to go into it. We have less time to waste in limbo land with the man. Now, I could have sat in a situation where I knew we don't have time. When you see the flags, when a man tells you certain things, you need to believe him at face value. You can't change it. Come on. At our age, when you're in your 40s and 50s, he is who he is, who he is, who he is. And you can give the benefit of the doubt. You can pray. You can do all of these things. But at the end of the day, if there's a lack of congruency and alignment in very key areas, and if that person is not healed and accountable in key areas, that thing is not going to work. Let's be real. Let's be real. And I want you to remember, sisters, that you are worthy to be loved and to be cherished for who you are. You are worth waiting for. For those of you who decide that you want to do things God's way and be abstinent, you're worth waiting for. It's entirely doable. Yes, you can do it. And I'm here to encourage you that are on that journey. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's a man who will wait for you. You're worthy to be aligned in lifestyle. You're worthy to have someone that's willing to do the therapy, the healing, the accountability work, the wise counsel, to be held accountable, as long as you are too. We can't call and ask for healed men if we're not doing our healing work ourselves, if we're not going to therapy, if we're not opening up in friendships and getting our wise counsel as we need to, if we're not being held accountable to do our work, right? But you're worthy of those things. And most importantly, in dating, you need to know your core values. You need to do your healing work and get your therapy. And that man needs it too, especially at our age, especially, right? And most importantly, I encourage you, keep your heart open to love. Don't shut your heart down. Make sure that you are emotionally available. Make sure that you're emotionally available and open to love. Don't put up 50,000 walls being religious, but be open. At the same time you're open, you guard your heart with the discernment, you ask the right questions, and you pray and ask God to give you the grace to stay or the grace to walk away, depending on what that situation is. God, make it plain. Let your will be done. And see, we don't want to pray those kind of prayers because we're scared of God's will. But at our age, after we've been doing it our way, we have to come to a decision. So I encourage you, I bless you, take your time, let go of the benefit of the doubt, and make a wise decision. Tanika Breeden, I'll be out here again soon. Blessings and abundance.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Well-Centered Woman podcast. If you've enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe and spread the word. Don't forget, you can gain access to more resources in your journey to emotional mastery by going to the episode website and checking out the show notes. Until next time, this is Tanika Maria, right here in the journey with you, keeping those emotions all the way together.